In the lunchtime edition, a UWI finance expert hails the latest Barbados Central Bank report as indicative of a stellar economic performance. The opposition leader criticizes what he sees as lack of progress in curbing inflation. The NUPW says the current and projected economic growth will play a part in their pay demands for government workers. The mother of Barbados's latest homicide victim still in shock. Porter's St. Peter residents recount the harrowing ordeal last night when a blaze destroyed two homes. U.S. officials confirm no survivors from the Washington, D.C. plane and helicopter crash. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Well, a university finance expert describes the latest Barbados Central Bank economic figures as being indicative of a stellar economic performance and a robust economic model. However, University of the West Indies Pro Vice Chancellor and Professor of Finance Dr. Justin Robinson believes the public remains concerned about high prices, and he wonders about the extent to which the economic growth is filtering down to the average individual. He was reacting to the Barbados Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge's economic review, in which he reported that the economy grew by 4% last year, driven by a strong tourism performance, and predicted economic growth of 3% for this year and 2026.
Certainly points to another very successful year for Barbados at the macroeconomic level, as the country recorded a year of solid growth. 4% growth is above the long-term average for Barbados. So the overall macro economy is performing well, driven heavily by a really strong tourism season, which we have seen across the Caribbean, where most islands are really recording a record year. That has translated into record numbers in terms of reserves, foreign exchange reserves, a solid fiscal performance. It's a report to be pleased about at the macroeconomic level, with inflation trending downward. There's really very little negative in the report.
Professor Robinson notes that while the rate of inflation has slowed, prices remain high.
What may very well be a disconnect between what is, I think, without doubt, a stellar economic performance and some of the mood on the ground is that, as often the people experience the economy in the supermarket, and prices are still relatively high. I mean, as I often say, lower inflation rate doesn't mean falling prices. Prices are rising at a lower rate. So I think that consumers are still seeing elevated prices in the supermarket. For a large chunk of the population, their wages haven't really grown to reflect the prices or even the growth in the economy.
UWI Pro Vice Chancellor and Professor of Finance Dr. Justin Robinson. Meantime, the opposition leader Ralph Thorne does not believe enough has been done to curb inflation.
What I'd say is that no amount of pretty statistics can obscure the lived reality of hardship that Barbadians continue to endure. Inflation continues to erode the prospects of Barbadians as the rise in repossession is transforming many two-car families into one-car families and one-car families into no-car families. Inflation has not slowed in Barbados. The increased employment in the construction sector has only marginally benefited Barbadians, since much of the labor in construction is foreign imported labor. The focus on debt to GDP relates to government's preoccupation with meeting IMF target while the economy stagnates further. Government has not found any creative way to meet these targets while also spurring real growth. There has been a failure in government effort to spur real growth.
The opposition leader Ralph Thorne, the central bank governor, also urged caution on public sector pay demands.
But the truth be told, we have to be able to link any increases to economic growth. And not just any amount, economic growth beyond a certain amount. Right? Because when increases are higher than productivity, as determined by the PSE economic growth, then you will get inflationary pressures.
But in response, General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Richard Green, stresses that the current and projected economic growth will play a part in their pay demands for government workers.
At this time, the NUPW is not surprised by the comments of the central bank governor. This union has always given support to greater productivity throughout the public service. But what we're particularly happy to hear is that there is growth in the Barbados economy and projection for further growth. So that too will play a part significantly in whatever demands that this union makes for increases in salaries and wages for public officers.
The NUPW General Secretary Richard Green in the Lunchtime Edition. The mother of Barbados's latest homicide victim says she's still in shock. 28-year-old Adio Agard was shot dead at Ashford St. Thomas last night by an assailant who fled the scene. Starcom Network News visited his residence at Lower Brazettes, and our Philip Amy spoke with his mother, Heather Pyle, who says she was asleep when the shooting occurred. She said she was awakened by her daughter with news about that shooting.
Right now, I can't really apprehend everything that happened, you know, to be in my bed sleeping. Police officers, I was told, was bumming down the house. And I wasn't feeling well from yesterday. I just feel like something wasn't right within my spirit. But then after my daughter, someone keep calling my daughter's phone, and I actually get she the answer. She eventually answered it. The person said, "Girl, your brother now get killed," because the calling him and I know he name. But when she ran in the bedroom and then shake me up out my sleep and tell me, "Mommy, Adio now get killed," you know, I can't explain the kind of pain. I just jump on my bed and I say, "What? Why was somebody kill Adio?"
Heather Pyle speaking to our Philip Amy. Residents of Porter's Road, Spicetown, St. Peter are still trying to recover after a fire destroyed two houses and damaged three others and left six people displaced. The residents said they were scared as the flames spread quickly.
When that explosion went off, they had about two after that, but the explosion, exactly how we hear in the movies, kaboom. That's exactly what I heard. And then the sparks from the power lines, it was like, shuck, shuck, shuck. So that's what really tell myself that I need to get everyone out of the house now. As you can see, those are very close to one another. The whole gap came together. Everybody was catching buckets. Everybody was getting on hoses, connecting hoses to their household. Everyone was trying to get their belongings and their possessions out. It was an elderly woman inside of the house as well. So my neighbors was trying to help her get out.
He tell me, "Get the hose and come with you. Already had the hose out already." And I broke my hose and he joined up. Another hose, he had to make it long enough to help to contain, because it was real vicious. If not, I don't know what would have happened through this gap.
Residents of Porter's Road, Spicetown, St. Peter. U.S. President Donald Trump was due to give a news conference just about now about last night's Washington, D.C. crash between a plane and a military helicopter. No one is believed to have survived, with the bodies of 28 people recovered so far. 64 people were on the American Airlines flight and three on the military helicopter when the aircraft collided near Ronald Reagan National Airport. Our top stories. University of the West Indies finance expert Professor Justin Robinson hails the latest Barbados Central Bank report as indicative of a stellar economic performance and a robust economic model. Meantime, the opposition leader Ralph Thorne criticizes what he sees as lack of progress in curbing inflation. The NUPW says the current and projected economic growth will play a part in their pay demands for government workers. The mother of Barbados's latest homicide victim says she's still in shock and at a loss as to why someone would take her son's life. Porter's St. Peter residents recounted the harrowing ordeal last night when a blaze destroyed two homes and damaged three others, displacing six people. And U.S. officials confirm there are no survivors from the Washington, D.C. plane and helicopter crash. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetworknot.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.